Secretary of State John Kerry, former FBI head Robert Mueller, 13 U.S. ambassadors, 3 Pulitzer Prize winners, are all graduates of St. Paul's, an elite prep school in Concord, New Hampshire. But the school is now under a cloud because of the trial of another former student, Owen LaBrie, accused by a fellow student of raping her when she was a freshman 2 days before his graduation in 2014. And the trial has revealed a long-standing tradition at the boarding school, kind of a hookup competition. Paige Sutherland from Here and Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio has been following events. The trial went to the jury today. And this warning, her details may be upsetting to some.
This so-called tradition at St. Paul's Prep School in Concord, New Hampshire, is called the Senior Salute. Seniors try to hook up with as many underclassmen as they can during the last 2 months before graduation. The meetings range from seniors showing younger students a secret spot on campus to kissing to having sex. State Prosecutor Catherine Ruffles argues that on May 30th of 2014, senior Owen LaBrie, who was 18 at the time, took the Senior Salute too far and forced himself upon a then 15-year-old freshman female student in a secluded building on campus.
They did not have sex together. This was not a consensual act.
The alleged victim, who testified for more than 8 hours over the course of the trial, told the jury in vivid detail how a consensual romantic encounter escalated beyond her comfort zone. She described how the defendant continued to pull down her underwear and try to take off her bra despite her efforts to stop him. She told the jury she was fine with LaBrie kissing her, but didn't want it to go any further. But LaBrie wouldn't stop. She said when LaBrie raped her, she didn't kick or yell, she just froze.
I feel like I injected as much as I felt I could at the time. And other than that, I felt so powerless and weak. And I couldn't do anything else.
LaBrie has testified that he did not have sex with the accuser. He admits that he invited her to meet up with him that night as part of the Senior Salute, but says he stopped things before they went too far.
I had a second thought while I was looking down at her and, you know, trying to put on the condom. And, we'd had a good time. It didn't feel like the right move.
When LaBrie was arrested shortly after the alleged rape, he told police that his accuser was too young and that he was, quote, not that type of guy. During the testimony this week, LaBrie described how at St. Paul's he was captain of the soccer team, had a leadership role on campus, and graduated summa cum laude. He also talked about his plans to study theology at Harvard after graduation. But also this week, several of LaBrie's friends testified that LaBrie bragged about having sex that night. And prior to the incident, LaBrie wrote online about, quote, slaying and scoring with girls for the Senior Salute, and referred to the months of April and May as Slaybril and Slay. J.W. Carney, a high-profile defense attorney who represented Boston mobster Whitey Bulger, is defending LaBrie. He argued that the alleged victim thought LaBrie was a cute guy and that she was the one who wanted to take things further, but LaBrie stopped it. He also told the jury that being invited for a Senior Salute was something prized by younger students.
The girls would be honored and proud about this, that they were the focus of a Senior Salute, that a senior had thought that this girl was pretty enough or interesting enough to be the subject of a Senior Salute.
Carney also questioned why it took 5 days for the alleged victim to report the incident. And when Carney pushed her on why she waited, the 16-year-old girl broke down.
Well, why were you cloudy?
Officials at St. Paul's declined to comment on the Senior Salute tradition, but said in a statement that, quote, allegations made about our culture are not emblematic of our school or our values, our rules, or our people that represent our student body, alumni, faculty, and staff. Jury deliberations are underway. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Sutherland in Concord, New Hampshire.